Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Chop On It Late Night. Y'all know how I do it, baby. I am the mystery. Let's go. Chop on. Welcome to Chop On. This is Chop On It, baby. Late night. Late night. Chop On It. Late night. Welcome to Chop On It. 657-383-1231. We gonna chop on it, baby. Late night. Let's go. Welcome to Chop On It. Man, this is Late Night, the Late Night Show. I am the Mr. Baby. We're going to get into some music. We're going to spin some jams, and we're going to touch on a few topics. So we're going to go on and get it started and get it kicked off. You are now tuned in to Chop On It, baby. Let's get it.
Ooh, it's okay.
Said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Yeah. You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Freaky too, now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Twister, I don't get you with. So I'ma get you with. Great A, bitch, nothing less. Wanna pull up, be undressed like your heels on. Blowing kills strong. You got a nice top with a fat ass I can feel on. Fuck real long, pussy wet, I can swim home. Baby girl, put it on my face, pussy drip so much I need a bib on. Butt naked, my Tim's on, film on, get a film on.
Dive in, then swim on, ooh, then swim on.
Kick it down, make it lead home, she ain't gotta lead home. What's up with us, her theme song, index finger make her cream strong. I stroke her good and beat her back,
I beat her back.
Then eat the cat, she bustin' back to back.
Said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do? Yeah. You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room.
I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down.
You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. I do, yeah. You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down.
Fell up in that pussy and it feel like I've been baptized. Girl, you soaking wetter than a river, but you fucking with a real nigga's mental. But what I was hoping. If you can do the thing that you did last week when I had your body shaking like a motherfucking seizure, dropping you off with that real nigga special, caressing your hips when I'm deep in you, fucking you up in the head when I'm giving you head, girl, it's this game amazing. Sending me texts, like drop your location. Crazy as fuck, but girl, you my little baby. Sexy as fuck, and I'm loving your fragrance. Nowhere to sit, we'll put it on my face. Then knowing you strong, but that soul, I'ma take it. Nowhere to run, so all you do is take it. Now you know, can't nobody do your body like I do. Yeah, I got you busting like some rhymes. Girl, don't make a sound. I'm gon' dick you down. And that's on my
love. He said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do. Yeah. You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room.
I swear it's going down. I swear it's going down.
Girl, I'm gon' dick you down. Girl, I'm gon' dick you down. You said I fuck you better than he can. No other man can do you like I do. Do you like I do.
Yeah.
You freaky boo, I'm freaky too. Now wait until I get you in this room. Get you in this room. Where it's going down.
Yeah.
I swear it's going down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down. Girl, I'm gon' dig you down.
My body, my body,
ooh, it's the game.
Make my body cry. Go so deep inside. Hit it from the back one time.
Please don't run when I'm deep. Girl, you sweating like you nervous. Had to cut lil' mama like a nigga was a surgeon. Neighbors get the knocking like what they saying is urgent. I'm sorry.
Make my body
don't
cry.
Cry.
Make my body cry.
Go somewhere
and deep inside. Hit it from the back one time. No mercy. Break me. No mercy. Down. Make my body cry. Go so deep inside. Hit it from the back one time. No mercy. Break me. No mercy. Down. Break me down.
I'ma pull on your hair as I grip on your thighs. Choke you from behind as I fall deep inside. To the beat with your legs to the sky, eating on your pussy as I stare into your eyes. You got the beat soaking wet, squeezing on your titties, run this tongue down your neck. I love the way you flex, girl, you do it with finesse. The pussy dripping wet like a pool, that's a bit. Slow jams in the back, doing the nasty like that girl ain't it fat. Meeting you deep as you scratch on my back, but you tell me don't stop cause you like it like that. I see that look in your eye. Dig good head fast. Move them panties to the side. I'ma make your body cry.
Make my body cry. Go so deep inside. Hit it from the back one time.
Mister, you tuned in and chop on it right now. This is the Late Show, baby. So we pull out all the stops, man. Anything we discuss tonight, man, say check it out. We can put the kids to bed. It's grown folks time. So anybody that's on the line, man, we appreciate you for tuning in. Appreciate you for rocking. If you got anything you want to discuss, this, the Late Night Show, is bringing grown folks time back. You dig? So anything you want to discuss on a grown folk level, whether it be sex, whether it be your kids, whether it be your spouse, relationships, whatever it is, late night, we going to get on to it, man. Here in a minute, we're going to be bringing Miss Jack on, hearing from her, man. Y'all know how we do it. Miss Jack, a very, very crucial part of the whole Chop On It show, man. We got the Queen rocking with us, Queen Soldier rocking with us, man. We got a nice cowboy set up for the night. So we rocking, baby. Late night show, we jam, you dig? But before we get right back into that jam session, man, that jerking session, like I like to say, man, y'all know how I do it, man. I got to keep you up to date on the news, some news that's going around us. And today, man, I'm going to quote this report from CNN. And this is a story that went viral. I mean, everybody was talking about it. It was a big thing. People couldn't believe it, that it actually happened. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into it. So from CNN, I quote, prosecutors want prison time for Felicity Huffman and other parents who pleaded guilty in college admission scams. Y'all know, y'all done seen it, man. Y'all done seen it come across your timeline, or you done seen it on the news about the scam for these kids getting into these colleges, the college admission scam. Well, CNN goes on to report 13 wealthy parents, including actress Felicity Huffman and one coach, will plead guilty to using bribery and other forms of fraud as part of the College Admissions scandal. Federal prosecutors in Boston said. Okay, Huffman, which is, you know, played off of the star from Desperate Housewives, she pleaded guilty to paying $15,000 to a fake charity associated with Rick Singer. $15,000 to a fake charity, not a real charity, but a fake charity, to facilitate cheating for her daughter on the SATs. And that's crazy. He faces up to 20 years in prison. In exchange for Huffman's plea, federal prosecutors will recommend incarceration at the low end of the sentencing range, a $20,000 fine and 12 months of supervised release. But they would not bring any further charges than that. The federal judge will have the final say-so, as y'all know, on her case as well as the defendants. And Huffman goes on to say, I am in full acceptance of my guilt and with deep regret and shame over what I have done. I accept full responsibility for my actions and will accept the consequences that stem from those actions, she said in her statement. She said, I am ashamed of the pain I have caused my daughter, my family, my friends, my colleagues, and the educational community. I want to apologize to them, and especially I want to apologize to the students who work hard every day to get into college and to their parents who make tremendous sacrifices to support their children and do so honestly. Now, man, like I said, that was a big story, man, went viral. A lot of news stations had picked that story up right there. A lot of papers was covering it. You know, you seen your memes on Facebook. But, man, can you just believe, man, it's funny when people get caught and they get exposed, then they go to feeling sorry. Or then they go to, want to make all these apologies and stuff like that. But they actions, you know, everybody mess up, everybody make mistakes, and I understand doing what you got to for your child to have a better education or a better life. But when you we just going to keep it real, a lot of these students that got these admission scams and, you know, and they got into college, a lot of them wasn't smart enough to be there. I mean, we just going to be honest, a lot of them is dumb as a doorknob. But because they family got money, mom or dad or whatever, they was able to work that money to get them in. And that's why I go back to the statement I said in previous shows. When you live by the rule, get money by all means necessary. That means you'll do anything to fill that necessity. So remember, when we teaching people to get money, get money, get money, get money, remember what it say. Money is the root of all evil. So make sure you peep that out. But definitely, man, y'all catch up on that story, man. I'm going to stay tuned in with it because I want to see if people are going to actually get some jail time behind that. It's kind of funny how people with money always seem to get the, like they said, the low end of the sentencing. You know, I had a felony for a teacup. You did. So, yeah, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to stay on it. We're going to get back into the jam session, and we're going to be right back. Let's go, Grade A Hall Gang, Paper Cuts.
Ooh, it's the gang.
Paper cuts on my thumbs, strong in my lungs. Back on the block and I'm getting my money, yo. Thumbing through one, it's got paper cuts on my thumbs, strong in my lungs. Back on the block and I'm getting my money, yo. Thumbing through one, it's got paper cuts. I'm about that money, I'm about to run up the bands. Paper cuts on my hands, all these diamonds gon' dance. All these diamonds on splash, all these diamonds gon' drill. Watch your step, you might slip. All this dripping over here, all this counting over here. We get money over here, we get money over here. Cause I need a band-aid. Ain't about money, then me no comprende. I just went up and be live on a Sunday. Fight back, went up on these verses, I'm running. Thumbing through hundreds, I cut up my fingers. I'm play about that money, we can get dangerous. Paper cuts on my thumbs, I got it from counting this money up.
Paper cuts, nigga, paper cuts.
Paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing. But these niggas ain't got
these
paper cuts.
Ain't got paper cuts.
Paper cuts, nigga, paper cuts.
Paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing. But these niggas ain't
Killer, so nigga don't push me. Run with the real, you niggas is pussy. Stay with that paper, nigga that loose. That nigga get hunters, nigga that blue cheese. Dribble a sauce, nigga that blue cheese. Juice on a shirt, nigga that Gucci. Bricks in the squad, nigga like Gucci gang. Paper cut for my thong, count bands with the dung. Could smoke on my lung. I was not straight to cross. Bag on me like I'm moving out. We get the work in, do we move it out. My thumbs hurting from the blue strips, and I bow hard like a blue chip. Paper cuts on my thumbs, strong on my lungs. Back on the block and I'm getting my money up. Thumbing through hundreds, got paper cuts. Paper cuts on my thumbs, strong on my lungs. Back on the block and I'm getting my money up. Thumbing through hundreds, got paper cuts. Yeah, yeah. Paper cuts, nigga, paper cuts.
Paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing.
Niggas ain't.
But these niggas ain't got paper cuts.
Ain't got paper cuts.
Paper cuts, nigga, paper cuts.
Paper cuts, paper cuts.
Young nigga, get your paper.
Young nigga, get your money.
Yeah, a lot of niggas ain't nothing.
Niggas ain't.
But these niggas ain't got paper cuts.
Ain't got paper cuts.
So thumb through it, nigga, thumb through it.
Well, fuck it.
I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Okay, in the middle. I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Yeah, okay, in the middle. Hey, I'd rather be your N.I. G.G.A. We can just get drunk. Home smoke, no way. Hit the streets and get hyphen. In a black on blade. Been blocked, getting drunk in my aviator shades. Look, I can be your man, and you can be my girl. Hit Jacob in New York, buying diamonds and pearls. I got to get paid, I got to get paid. As long as I hustle, little mama, we straight. Your man say he love you, and yeah, I can dig that. I be in his home while he gone, trying to murk that. We be in the bed in your room where his work at. I leave and don't call for a month, but you like that. We can get it on. I got a show out of state. I'll be back around 8. I'ma take you on a date. Hit LA and go to sunset and shop till your feet hurt. I gotta be on time, can't be late for the bed work. I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Okay, in the middle. I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Okay, in the middle.
Can I be overpaid? Yeah, lyrics said it right. I'm thinking rolling big with a neck full of ice. You wanna be my wife, but you ain't ready for my life. In the studio all day, hustling hard every night. Yeah, YG, been here since 17. Never see me look back, I only look ahead of me. Then I blow hella trees, the only way to ease the pain. Hiding by memories, have my niggas locked away. Big homies dying shit, old homies start to change. Now if you can ride or die for me, then we could do some things. And I'm growing up fast, now I'm all about my fingers. But I'm only 19, boo, I'd rather be your
I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Okay, in the middle. I'd rather be your N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Do shows from the N.Y. Back to L.A. Okay, in the middle.
I'm finally off probation. Don't get it twisted, it probably ain't what you're thinking. I had to handle my business, sucker niggas was hating. I'm running out of patience. My girl on some other shit, pissed a nigga off, and now I'm riding with my gutter chick. She treat a nigga like a king when I hit the scene. T-bone steaks, potatoes with the green beans. And then she gave me a mistake.
massage like she's a masseuse. Now we sipping on Patron with the Grey Goose. She likes to smoke, so a nigga pulled a sack out. Let her blow the perp, then a nigga blew her back out. I told her that I can't stay too long, and I probably been here like way too long. But she ain't tripping, cause she know I gotta get. Now I'm back in the streets, getting back to the
streets. I'd rather be a N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Two shows from the N.Y. back to L.A. Okay, in the middle. I'd rather be a N.I. Stay fly, got to get paid. Fuck hoes and get laid. Can I be overpaid? Two shows from the N.Y. back to L.A. Okay, in the middle.
Man, welcome back to Chop On It. I am the Mr. Baby. We in here jerking and jamming, man. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in. If you're just now tuning in, or if you're listening to this on the replay, soldier salute, man. I salute you. But yeah, man, we had just got through talking about the college admission scams, man. You know I had to drop y'all some information on that, man. Y'all know how I do it, man. I'm a news person, man. I research all the time, so you're going to always hear me give you some kind of news or some insight on something. You know, we take calls and stuff, too. Here on the Late Night Show, man, we play a lot of music, and we mix in that news for you, man. And we also take topics from our inbox, which is the Underground Heat Cover Magazine inbox. We have people suggest different topics and different things we should talk about. So, man, that's what we try to hit on, man. We try to give the people what they want to hear. This next little news clip, before we get back into it, this next little news clip, if you've been keeping up with anything about the government or the senators or anything like this, then you probably already caught wind of it. Excuse me. But if not, Senator Cory Booker, check this out, man. Senator Cory Booker on Monday introduced a bill that will study the possibility of reparations for descendants of slaves, embracing a push that recently has caught the interest of fellow 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. And y'all know we got more 2020 Democratic presidents going for, you know, trying to run for the president office now than I think we didn't ever had ever. And a lot of diversity is within a lot of those Democrats that are running. But I ain't going to, you know, salute and get the Democrats everything, man, because we know the history on that. We done talked about it on the show, and we got a topic coming up that's going to dive deeper into it. But the senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, said Monday that this bill is a way of addressing head-on the persistence of racism, white supremacy, and explicit racial bias in our country. It will bring together the best minds to study the issue and propose solutions that will finally begin to right the economic scales of past harms and make sure we are a country where all dignity and humanity is affirmed. Okay? The measure is a Senate companion to a bill introduced into the House of Representatives in January by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas. She, if y'all haven't been peeping her out or don't know about her, I encourage you to go check these people out, man. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, okay, which if passed into law will set up a commission to study the impact of slavery and continued discrimination against Black Americans and make recommendations on reparation proposals for the descendants of slaves. The legislation was first introduced 30 years ago by then Representative John Conyers of Michigan. He said, since slavery in this country, we have had overt policies fueled by white supremacy and racism that have oppressed African Americans economically for generations. Booker added, many of our bedrock domestic policies that have ushered millions of Americans into the middle class have systematically excluded Blacks through practices like the GI Bill, discrimination, and relining. Man, definitely go look into the GI Bill, man. I've checked it out, man, and you definitely want to keep up on that. And that's one thing I encourage everybody to do, man. No matter what's going on in your life, and it's cool, you know, everybody talking about certain stars dying and things like that, and that's cool. But for you to be able to make that impact, you got to know what's going on. You got to know what's going on with these people that's making these laws and these decisions for our country, man. So I encourage you, go check out the congressional hearings. Get on YouTube and just type in congressional hearings. Click play on one of them. I guarantee you it's better than all the little TV sitcoms and shows you be watching, man. You got action, drama, suspense. You got lies. You got all that in those congressional hearings. But you definitely need to get up on that, man. Definitely get up on that. So, man, this is Chop On. This is the late night show, man. Y'all know how I do it, baby. We in here jerking, just feeling good, dropping a little knowledge and a little game, man. I get real excited when we get to talking about government things, you know what I'm saying? I've been that way all my life, but I've been following what's been going on within these past couple years real strong. And I know it's a lot of Trump fans out there. I know a lot of brothers that when Trump was running, you know, was all on the Facebook running, yeah, Trump, vote Trump, forget Hillary this, forget Hillary that. And, you know, it was all cool. They got who they wanted to win. But now a lot of them brothers have backpedaled on what they stood on then, and now they saying things different because they didn't do their research on who Trump was. They didn't do their research on who these people was coming to office. And when you do your research, you'll find out none of this stuff that's been going on primetime TV at the hottest hours of the day with the president saying this about people, making statements about this person being disrespectful to women, or any of these things, you will see that this is nothing different than what he's always been. Go do your research. You will see he ain't the big businessman everybody thought he was. He ain't the big successful business owner that everybody thought that he was going to bring money to the U.S. and put money in brothers' pockets. And that's what brothers really thought. Because he was Trump, they was going to be able to get an extra little paycheck. But it didn't work out like that. So we're going to take a break, get back to this jerking session, and when we come back, we're going to take a call, baby. Y'all on Chop On It, man. Appreciate you for tuning in and supporting, man. Let's go. Let's hit that Queen Soldier music.
Real fast. cold as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Chop On It. Thank you for rocking with us, man. Salute Stony Love, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Stand up. Man, right there, got some hot stuff, man. Very hot artist, man. We'll be getting more of his music onto the show. But right before the break, man, we were talking about the reparations, and we also touched on the college admissions. So we're going to the college admission scam, and make sure I get it right, the college admission scam, because that's what it was. So we're going to take a call and get some thoughts on it. Let's see, we're going to get Miss Jack on here and see what she think about these college admission scams. Welcome to Chop On It, Miss Jack. What's good?
What's good, bro? Man, my thing is we are struggling to put our kids in college. You know what I'm saying? Because we want them to also get a great education. Whoa. But these are women that had the money that could afford to put their kids in college. Their kids just shouldn't have been in college. They weren't college
right.
material. And they knew that. So that's why they paid, you know what I'm saying, did this scam to pay their way.
Yeah.
They already knew.
And, you know, my thing is, like, if you had that money to pay their way to for them to cheat, you couldn't use
right.
that money. I'm pretty sure with all of them located, is somebody out there that's a tutor that would have loved to take that blessing or that money. You talking about $15,000? I tutor your kids for $15,000 and get him into college.
You and me both. They might have learned something.
I mean, right. And, you know, and then in the end, I've been following it, and some kids have been expelled. Stanford just expelled a kid because I think he was a part of a donation. I want to say it's the soccer team, but I might be wrong on the sport. But he was a part of a donation that went to their school, and they didn't release if it was from his parents or nothing yet. But they expelled him. And, you know, I feel like, yeah, people like, well, the kids need their education, but this is the thing. You gave them access to higher education off of fraud, off of cheating.
Exactly.
Not because they deserve to be there. You know, like you said, they wasn't prepared to be there.
They didn't deserve to be there. What you taught them was it's okay to pay your way into anything that you want in this lifetime. It's not.
Right.
It's not.
Right.
They're taking up space that somebody else's child could have had, you know what I'm saying, that really needed that education.
Right, right. Because, you know, we know people that have kids that parents have went almost broke and in debt, or have been in debt behind. And they kids, you know, these kids have made the grade
right.
on all the tests that they had to, so they deserve to be in college. But financially, man, these parents didn't had to put houses up. These parents didn't had to pick up extra shifts on jobs or extra hours to provide to get their kids through college. And then you got
right.
these, but and you know, that's what we're seeing. That's one thing that I can say with this whole, I'm going to say, presidential party that's been in the mm-hmm. office. One thing that has come to light ever since is, we've been seeing how, just what you said, just because you got money, people that got that big money and got that power is starting to get exposed more and more now about the crooked and backdoor dealings that they've been doing. And it's going so far down to, I mean, you know, not just with college kids, but private schools. We're going to touch on that, too. A lot of private schools for kids, you know, not in college, from high school down, a lot of them are getting paid, and the kids that's in them schools are not making the grade, but they pushing them right on through. And a lot of those Ivy League kids that went to, you know, your Harvard and things like that, some of those are involved too. So you think about it. These kids off in there right next to another kid in the class. And I know people are like, well, man, that ain't nobody's fault that their parents got money. That's true. But like we said, if your parents got that amount of money, why they didn't spend that amount of money to get you really prepared for that next level?
That's what I would have did. I mean, you know, if I would have had that money, that's what I would have did. We would have got my child to tutor. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
got my child to tutor and working on, you know what I'm saying, going to college, you know.
And see, that's a big thing with the media and being in that spotlight. Everybody got an image to keep up. and being a big time movie star, you know, not all of them was big time stars, but a lot of them, you know, when you're playing around with that type of money, you're in a different tax bracket. So that image of what they say, having a child that, you know, tried and failed, and then your other friends who are in the same game that you are, finding out about that, a lot of them people made those moves simply because they didn't want to get embarrassed as parents. Some of them didn't even tell their children they was doing that, so they let their kids think that, yeah, they passed the test, you know what I mean, and made the grade and went on. So what real lesson did you teach your child, the ones that thought that they didn't tell their children that they did this? You know, look what that child got to live with for the rest of his life, thinking that he accomplished a goal that he didn't accomplish or she didn't accomplish.
I mean, you know, that child is going to feel that same guiltiness, you know, because you're teaching her it's okay, you know what I'm saying, to pay your way through life. You know, it's okay to pay your way for things that you don't deserve, and it's not okay. It's not okay. You know what I'm saying?
And it's sad that in our country, you know, that's what go on all the time, man. I went to a private school myself, but I went to school with so many kids who, you know, we at that time, you know, of course, we didn't know what was going on behind the door, but you was like, man, you know, your mom and daddy is doctors, but you dumb as a sack of nickels. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got no link or no education about yourself. But then you look up and you've grown and you got these 40 acres or you got this ranch and stuff like this. And you like, man, come on. But again, I understand passing your wealth down to your kids. But when you using that wealth to scam and cheat, especially in sports, too, because I know it's in sports, too. But when we talking about this college admissions, man, that's just a sorry thing to do because, you know what I mean? The child is the one that's going to end up suffering. And if they kick them all out, the ones that's still in school, if they kick them out, well, then that take away their opportunity to get a higher education. And then you got some of them that then graduated from college and got their degrees off of this scam.
Yeah.
That's probably some of them doctors going around here messing up surgeries.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we always wondered, like, dang, man, how'd you get this job? That's because his parents paid for his degree. You know, we see it all the time.
You know, and it's, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I am saying it's wrong because it's wrong. Yes, I have done wrong in life. Everybody makes mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
But we also have to.
And then you see how every time these certain people in these tax brackets, when they get in trouble, even in the government officials, they can get in trouble, be involved in money scams or money laundering of millions of dollars. And then when it comes time to get them sentencing, they give them that lowest time frame possible. That's crazy to me.
Now, if it was someone of color,
right,
it would have been a different story. You
that
know,
right.
You
got to keep it real.
The lady got how many years because she lied about the address that so her daughter could go to a better school? She got how many years?
Yeah. She
lied about an address so her child could get a better education, and she went to prison.
Right.
You can do
that's
a college
like here
game.
In Kansas, a boy got in, he facing, 20 years plus for kissing a white girl. And
white
that's going
girl.
On right here in Kansas in today's time. Like, this, you know, this is going on right now. For kissing a white girl, you know, this boy, you know, and it's a little bit more to it. And next show, I'll make sure, you know, we speak on that too. But, yeah, I was reading on that, man, and my heart just hurt like, wow, man. Like, and I was talking to my pops, and I told my pops what I seen just from studying history because I wasn't alive when, you know, when they were alive and they had to deal with their type of racism that was going on. But what I told my pops is he always said something to me. He always said nothing. Or nothing under the sun is ever different. It's always the same. It just goes in cycles. And what I see is that strong racism starting to come. You know, it's never went away, But it's starting to come back around. That cycle seems like it's starting to come back around just in today's time. And we always the ones on the bad end of the stick.
Exactly. My thing is, where's the NAACP? Why aren't they standing up for this young man?
Right.
Isn't that what
right.
they paid to do?
Right.
That's what they need to do, right?
Where
are
that's
they?
Why I said what I said about I wasn't down in nobody that was giving love to Nipsey, and I know you had lost a family member. I got a real close friend up here, Blackie Mile, man. He had lost a family member, and I'm seeing all these people, you know, talking about Nipsey, and it is you know, you really get to see a real fake people when celebrities pass away. You get to see the real fakeness in people, but like you said, I haven't seen none of the Kansas people that's been saying all this about Nipsey Hussle, and now they mad at Kodak Black, and they ready to beat Kodak Black up, but they were screaming unity. I have not seen not one of those people say anything about this black male who's facing his time for kissing a white woman. And see, people actually got mad at me because I told people, don't come around me screaming unity if you're not 100% about it. If you just about it when somebody talking about Tupac, who we going to definitely get off into the Tupac situation, because a lot of brothers are brainwashed and a lot of brothers going to be hard to break through to a lot of people. But it's some truth out there that nobody likes to talk about. And I just give a little brain teasers that people can go check out and go look it up. You know, it's pictures floating around of Tupac with men. And we know Tupac is deceit. So we ain't trying to discredit his name, but we trying to put knowledge out there and put this real information, these real facts. I've seen some of the pictures personally, and I'm going to say right now, you would never find a picture of me in front of no men with my pants on my ankles. That will never happen. In the motel room, that will never happen. So
I know that.
We just going to leave that right there, because I see a lot of brothers comparing Nipsey and Pac, and it's like, is that where we at? Is that where we at? That's where we at. But we got black doctors. We got a female who was the youngest black female doctor. What everybody do? Ain't nobody making a day. Ain't nobody release balloons for her. You know, I'm not taking away nothing what Nipsey did. I'm not taking away what Nipsey did or was about or what he stood for, because the man was doing some amazing things. But what I'm saying is, we got to stop being fake.
Yeah,
right.
That's so true.
We got to stop being fake.
And that's the difference between him and some other people. They're not going to do for their community. You know what I'm saying? They don't want their people come up. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Right.
They're not going to win tonight. You know, we can barely have
a
conversation.
I know a lot of people have been scared to come on Chopo because they know I'm going to ask them some real questions, and that's one of the big things. Everybody talk about the good things and the big things that Nipsey Hussle was doing, and you seen that little meme that's going around Facebook where everybody got a Nipsey in your own hood. No, man, that's that man. Nipsey was that man. That was his story, and that's what he did. We are all our individual people. We can stand united, but we got to quit making people try to live up to somebody else's rep. That ain't life. You got to be that jewel. You got to be that shining star in your way. God wants you to touch this world in your way. He don't want you to go be like this man. You can learn from this man and be effective, but it's just been a lot of foolery going on, and you know this chop on it, so we're going to be real. Yeah. It's been a lot of foolery going on behind this man's death. I've been seeing T-shirts, I've been seeing shoes. I ain't knocking nobody, but you know, I pay attention, man. I'm one of them people that pay attention to the game. I pay attention to my surroundings. I ain't seen none of this stuff in before this happened. I go back 3 years. I ain't seen none of it. So man, I ain't seen a video of this man's song posted. I ain't seen a quote this man made. All these interviews that they sharing now, why they wasn't sharing them then?
Right.
Because they riding that wave. Everybody right now, as soon as a celebrity dies, it's a well-known fact. All you got to do is put out RIP such and such, and you instantly going to get some attention. Instantly. That's just, we know this. We know this. When Michael Jackson died, Same thing. People that never liked Michael Jackson, free man, that's, love Michael Jackson, R.I.P. Michael Jackson. What happened, man? They pages, all these views, all these likes. And
right.
Me, I'm one of the people that peep that. You can't play me and you can't fool me. You know what I mean? If you really love this man like you say you love him, or you was really down behind what he was doing, how come I ain't never heard none of these people talk about Dr. Sabi?
Exactly.
I didn't came across it. I was keeping up with it. I know exactly what he was doing. Why you don't never hear nobody saying nothing about it until now? That's because brothers got to learn to stand in their own shoes and walk their own life. Learn from those that try. Right, go ahead, go ahead.
Somebody else's shoes. You know what I'm saying? I want to walk in my shoes. I want to make a difference in my own way. You know,
right.
I don't want to do that's what somebody else is doing. No. You know, that's not me. You know.
Yeah, and see, in the main effect, the quickest thing is Nipsey Hussle, when he died, the gangs in L.A., you know what I mean? They started, he was already doing a lot of work, but they showed
right.
He was, they came together and stood together to celebrate, you know, his homecoming, going home to be with the Lord, you know what I mean?
Right.
But people that I know that's been sharing and all this, soon as Kodak Black, I don't know if you've seen this, but soon as Kodak Black made his video and he said whatever he said, I watched it. I could see where they saying he disrespectful, and I could see what he's saying. I could see both sides. But soon as that happened, didn't nobody come with no love. First thing that happened was, oh, man, F Kodak Black this. Oh, man, you out of pocket, homie. You know, we talking about T.I. all on media with the influence he got checking another brother. When you could clearly call this man. So if you was really down for what Nipsey Hussle was doing, how you jump that fast to be ready to kill or to hurt Kodak Black? Because and where Kodak Black come from, to his people, the people that he's helping, he's a big help to them. Just because he don't do certain things out in the open, you know what I mean? And it just my whole thing with people is, you know, you got to quit being fake, man. Just be real.
Right.
It's okay to be real. It's okay to say, hey, I don't know that man. I respect what he
right.
was doing, the things that I know he was doing. But, you know what I mean? You ain't got to carry on the whole sob story, man, to get likes and get views and for artists to boost
now,
your career.
I did share, you know, a rest in peace to him, you know, because he was
right.
making changes in community. You know,
oh,
I got to
yeah.
give him his.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
but,
he was doing some amazing things.
You know, I mean, yeah, he that's what he did. But what about our community? What is everybody doing in their community to help their community?
Right, right. That's my thing. We only talk about the community and stuff like that when certain celebrities. Right.
You see what I'm saying? So you won't even have a conversation with anybody. You know what I'm saying, about trying to help change the community. You know?
Yeah.
So, but you'll ride for this man. You'll ride for what he has going on with his community. Let's get
right.
together and ride for the community. Let's make some changes here in our community. You know what I'm saying? Let's do some
and
things to help our
And that's real. We got 40 seconds left, so we're going to end on this last thought going off of what Ms. Jack said. We appreciate everybody that got compassion for those people they don't know. It's amazing to show people that you can love someone you don't know anything about. That's an amazing gift. But it is
yes.
also an amazing gift to love the people that's in your own community. And if you can release balloons for someone you don't know, hey, release balloons for someone you do know when it's something good or when they are accomplishing a goal. Let's show that same love. Let's get back to being real and let's stop the fake. Chop on it. We out.